Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 a.m., and it is Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in, any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What you just heard there was Great Moments in Vinyl. Always fantastic to have them here. And they're performing the Beatles' White Album on Friday. At the are you ambitious? Yes, absolutely. And you guys are also doing it at tomorrow at the Joliet Historical Museum.
Yes, Joliet Area Historical Museum.
And that's tomorrow, and that showtime is at 7:30.
Yep.
Tickets are $10. So you can get them at the Joliet Museum website. Mm-hmm. And then the Friday show is at, of course, your home base there, Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Guess I've got the Joliet show. They're almost sold out. So if you want to go there.
Okay,
soon.
It's almost sold out. All right. Great Moments in Vinyl, two members of this current lineup, Lindsey Cochran, who puts the whole thing together and tells stories in between songs, and our buddy Phil Angotti, who I believe is now a regular member of the team.
Apparently so.
Happy
to be, too.
Always a pleasure to have you guys back on. And very excited about this. And actually, we'll hear a little bit you guys performing some Beatles stuff and some White Album stuff, and then Phil is going to do a song live in studio for us. So welcome back, guys.
Thank you very much.
It's all right, one more time, you know, for the people who don't know, tell everybody about Great Moments in Vinyl.
Great Moments in Vinyl is our way of celebrating the music we love. I don't know if that word celebrating really works in the 21st century, but it's the idea that we take songs that just got us excited way back in the day, songs, albums that we just couldn't stop listening to, and now that we can play them, we get up on stage and give them to people.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great, and you guys tell great stories in between, and you gather some of the most remarkable musicians in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And around Chicago, many of whom you get through the Old Town School of Folk.
And what it's about is bringing the passion that we have. You know, part of my passion comes through the stories I tell, but you got a guy like Phil Angotti who's singing with us, and his passion on stage, whatever he's doing, whether it's the Beatles, the Moody Blues, or Paul McCartney, whatever, I mean, just, wow.
Yeah, well... you guys are taking on a pretty big album here. It's not really called the White Album. It's called the Beatles.
The Beatles.
We refer to it as the White Album.
Got to do the air quotes. And, the White Album.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's an interesting record, man. A really, really, well, it's two records.
Well, it's a scary record. I mean, it was the Beatles on the verge of a breakup.
Yeah.
And what you end up with is basically three solo albums melded together with a couple of Ringo songs thrown in.
Yeah, you can totally see who did what, who contributed what to the record. Where is this? You love this. You got to love this record, right, Phil?
I always did, too. As a young kid, there was the mystery around it, too, because of the Helter Skelter stuff. And you knew it was like there has an element of danger in this album. You could feel it in the social commentary that's going on in the record, everything from Blackbird and Things and Happiness is a Warm Gun. So it's a little more dangerous record. I view it that way.
Yeah.
I think
it's
not the safer Beatle, certainly not the cute Beatle album from the early days. And it's not Mystery Tour and Pepper is flowery. It gets a little more gritty.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story about it. I mean, not a story, but just the background was 67, Summer of Love. Everything was rosy. They came out with Sgt. Pepper's. They were celebrated around the world. Then their manager from the beginning, Brian Epstein, dies of a drug overdose.
Right.
Then they do their Magical Mystery Tour special in England, and it is panned. The critics hate it. American networks say, we're not going to run that. So the Beatles, I think, were just kind of rudderless. They're like, where are we going? What are we doing? Psychedelic, that's over. Who are we now?
Yeah. And who are we now, it ultimately ended up being, who am I? Now,
right. Yeah.
It wasn't really a group thing. I mean, you could feel the when you listen to this record, you can feel the split in the band.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few songs where they sound like they're having fun together and rocking together. But, yeah, a lot of it's just solo stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a great record. There's also some really interesting, strange stuff.
Oh, yeah.
On the White Album. Chief being Revolution Number 9.
As I like to think of it as like an avant-garde piece of art that was exposed to a mass audience. I mean, when does that ever happen?
I know. It's ridiculous. Somebody posted on a website, of course, and just it was shared on social media. A jerk listing his favorite 10 favorite Beatles songs,
Oh, yeah, I saw
did you see that? Yeah. And like number four was Revolution right. number nine. Like, you're a jerk right. if you say that. You know what I mean?
Right.
John said, John, maybe he was high at the time, but during the White Album, he said, we should put that out as our next single.
Of course John would say
yeah,
that.
Of course
right.
he did. Of course
John,
he did. Yeah. Now, you guys are working with, who are some of the musicians? And you guys actually have a string. You have strings this time.
Strings and horns with this one.
Yeah.
But Phil Angotti doing all the Paul McCartney stuff.
Yeah.
Playing some phenomenal guitar. We've got Packy Lundholm, whom you've met when we did the Grateful Dead.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, sitting in the Billy Goat, myself and my guitarist Richard Pettengill, who's with us from the Beatles show, and so it was Richard and Packy and I and the Billy Goat before we came to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, what do you want to do in 2017? And someone floated the White Album.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And I wasn't even there, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Beatles in Chicago. You've got to get Phil Angotti.
No, but that just goes to show you.
So you got some. You guys are working with some strings this time,
well,
a string section.
We got... unfortunately, I can't pronounce some of their names.
Yeah.
But they're phenomenal string players.
We want to hear a little bit of it.
Yes, right.
So we're going to, you want to play a little of, you guys are going to do Eleanor Rigby?
We did, we have, that's part of the encores. I know that's not on the White Album. But,
right.
you know, so we're doing the White Album. So you got to do, help me, Glass Onion.
Yep.
Good Night, a couple other things that have strings on them. I say, well, Phil, we got strings. What else could we do in the encores?
And so, yeah, we added some.
Well, why don't
things.
We hear this? When you hear a little bit of this, Great Moments in Vinyl's Eleanor Rigby.
Wow.
That's amazing, man.
That is so fun to be up on that stage and hear that happen and look out at the crowd. I mean, what I try to do with these shows is create what I call wow moments. And
yeah.
For me, that's one of the wow moments.
Sounds like
to
it.
To hear Phil and the guys harmonizing with the strings going away at it, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. That's actually one of my favorite Beatles songs, too. I love that song. That's great, man. So you guys can see this. It's almost sold out at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. And you can also check them out Friday night at Martyrs. Showtime is at 9 o'clock. Doors at 7. $15 through MartyrsLive.com. And Martyrs is at 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. And really looking forward to it. This is going to be how have the rehearsals been going? You guys been having a good time?
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of fun. Yeah, we've had a couple. And the last one was really great because that's when we had the strings and the horns section. And it was really coming together. And we have a really great lineup.
You asked about the people playing the band.
Yeah.
Phil brought in a couple of amazing people. Do you want to tell them about
that? Yeah. So on drums is Joe Camarillo. He's a fantastic drummer. Mm-hmm. Waco Brothers. He's played with Casey and I in several different lineups that we've done.
Sure.
And then Dick Schmidt from the Beatle Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Keyboard player extraordinaire.
Yeah.
He's coming in to do keys with us. So
that's great.
That's
man.
A great addition.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. You guys are also going to be performing Let It Bleed in Exile in Berwyn?
As a matter of fact, we're going to be at Wire. Wire actually contacted us and said, hey, do you want to come out? Well, you know, it was Lollapalooza weekend, and I think they're thinking, let's get some classic rock kind of stuff on the stage for people who aren't going to be down in Grant Park. So,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to be doing the Rolling Stones in Berwyn, our debut at Wire.
Rolling Stones in Berwyn at Wire. That's pretty cool. That's cool. And that's Saturday, August 5th.
Yes.
And at that point, that's Lollapalooza weekend?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend because that's my flashback weekend convention.
Oh, my God.
The horror convention is that weekend, so I'm going to be holed up in a hotel for for 3 days. So, listen, tell us, before we take a break, give us one of the stories that you're going to tell when
Here's
you guys perform the White Album.
So when the Beatles started writing songs back at the beginning of the 60s, love was all they needed. All my loving. She loves you. I want to hold your hand. 8 days a week. Love is what they wrote about. And they wrote about it in a lot of different ways. But then as the Beatles got older, their songwriting changed. They started writing about other things. They wrote songs like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Maxwell's Silver Hammer and Eleanor Rigby, you know, songs about things like LSD and serial killers and existential despair. So given that the rules of pop music had changed, or to be more accurate, given that the Beatles had changed the rules of pop music, any topic was fair game. Which brings us to the next song in the set, a song that Paul McCartney wrote about his beloved 3-year-old sheepdog. She was a dear pet of mine, Paul once told his biographer, Barry Miles, and then went on to remark that John Lennon was amazed to see how affectionate he was with an animal. John told him, I've never seen you like that before. And Paul reflected, you know, he wouldn't have. It's only when you're cuddling around with a dog that you're in that mode. And she was a very cuddly dog.
That's great, man. That's great. You'll hear all these kind of great stories if you come to Martyrs on Friday night, and you'll hear them perform all of the White Album. You guys doing it in order?
Oh, of course.
Yes. All right. That's going to be great.
In mono, too.
In Very good, man. Very good. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Lindsay and Phil about the White Album, Lindsay's new gig. Working at 87.7 FM.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that. And we're going to hear a song from Phil. Phil's got a CD out called Such Stories. And we'll hear a live song from Phil. All right, we'll take a break. And we'll come back with more after this on 720 WGN. Great Moments in Vinyl back in the USSR. They're performing the White Album in its entirety, and they're going to have some great encore songs. That's this Friday, the 14th at 9 p.m. at Martyrs. Tickets are $15. You can go to martyrslive.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. Two of the members of Great Moments in Vinyl are here. Lindsay Cochran, who puts the whole thing together, and Phil Angotti, who is going to be singing and playing guitar and all kinds of great stuff. Welcome back, guys.
Good morning.
All right. So, Lindsay, since the last time you were on with us, you got a new gig.
Yes, indeed.
You are now working for MeTV-FM.
Absolutely.
Which we love here at WGN.
It's a unique station. A guy by the name of Neil Sabin had this idea to as we joke at the station, it's his iPod, but it's songs from the top 40 or the top 100 from back in the day.
I mean,
it's music. You go to most oldie stations, and they play the top 10 songs of a year.
Mm-hmm.
This station digs deeper. I mean, it's obscure stuff that you wouldn't necessarily have heard or remembered until you hear it.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I know that
song. I remember that song.
I remember that one.
Yeah. So you're imaging director over there now.
I create all sorts of things. I talk about the station. I'm the guy that gives you the messages. One of the things they have me do is put together these little bios about the artists, you know. So, you know, telling stories about the music. I'm telling stories about the music over there,
yeah,
too.
But that's congratulations, man.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's been in the radio business world, it's been a real success story.
That has
MeTV FM. It really has taken off.
Well, I mean, it's truly a staff of two. It's myself and Rick O'Dell, whom you might remember from WNUA days. Rick and I used to work together at that station,
yeah.
And he's the program director, and I'm the imaging director, and I grab people to voice spots and that sort of thing. But it's just the two of us,
yeah,
who are making this thing. You know, I mean, with Neil Sabin, the other team.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. And so there you go. And Phil, you got a new CD. We talked about the last time you were here, Such Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are nice enough to have me on, and I was here with it. Just came out, so it's still kind of new. I've done a couple shows to promote it, and so it's going well, and it's being well received so far, so that's great.
All right. Well, why don't we hear it? We love to hear live music. You brought your guitar, so.
Oh,
why
yes,
don't you do
I
a
did.
Song?
Tell
me. We're going to hear a song, and then we'll get back to the White Album, talk a little bit more about that. And maybe you can tell us another story about the White Album, okay, Lindsay?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
This one kind of ties in a little bit with the finger picking in stylistically. It's called Brown Eyes Never Lie. When I used to look at you, your eyes burned like a fire. Smiled like a diamond girl as we listened to desire. And suddenly I see a change, I hope it's nothing now. The look you often give away, it's hurting you somehow. Oh, tears can always dry. Brown eyes never lie. Couldn't wait to look upon your once fantastic face. Now I'm afraid it's disappeared, new one took its place. And you can always get it back, smile a little smile. Sad eyes don't look good on you, sorrow's not your style. So don't wanna make you cry. But brown eyes never lie. wells can always dry. Oh, don't want to make you cry. Oh, your tears can always dry. Brown eyes never lie.
Very nice, man.
Thank you.
Really, really nice. Thanks for doing that. That's great.
Welcome.
Really great.
I love working with that guy.
Yeah, I can imagine why, man. He's great. All right, so that's the CD is called Such Stories. And we have a link on our Facebook page for all the information, so check that out. We were talking a little bit off the air about the challenge of doing Revolution Number 9, and you were telling me that you know some people who have actually performed it live before.
Yeah. I don't have the full story on what they did, but one thing, they played the Revolution 9 soundtrack and they just jammed along with it. It was one interpretation, and then I think I've heard of people that would identify the different spoken parts and would do those live with other things in there. But I've got an interesting take on it. I've actually put together a sound collage of my own. I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah,
But there's, I found this one bit of music that you hear repeatedly in there that's played backwards. And while we perform it live, while we present it live, you're going to hear that music forward. And then suddenly it plays backwards. You say, oh, my God.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It's looped in just the right way.
I'm excited. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet, so I'm psyched to hear it.
Yeah. That's going to be fun, man.
Me too.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Who's doing the spoken word stuff?
That'll be me.
That'll be Is one person just going to repeat Revolution Number 9?
You know,
Basically, I
lead into it. I say, you know, that's back in the days with tape. That's how the prime means of manipulating sound. You could cut it up. You could loop it. You could play it backwards. You could repeat it, or repeat it, or repeat it, or repeat it. And then I stop, and suddenly my voice comes on over the speaker saying, number nine.
Cool, man.
Number nine.
That's cool.
Number nine.
You're going to freak out everybody at Martyrs, man.
Well, here's the thing. It'll build to that big climax of the cacophony at the end, and mm-hmm. Yoko saying, you are naked, and the, hold that line, hold that line. And without a word, we'll just go into good night.
That's going to be amazing. Would you like to close us out with another Beatles, maybe a White Album story?
I do have one.
Okay.
1967, The Who released their concept album, The Who Sell Out, just in time for the holidays. Critics of the period labeled it a creative success, and rock fans today are still moved to ecstasy by its lead single, I Can See for Miles. Pete Townsend was quite proud of that song. The legend goes that he told Melody Maker that his band had just made the raunchiest, loudest, most ridiculous rock and roll record you've ever heard. Paul McCartney saw that quote in Melody Maker, and that was all he needed. He never heard the song that Pete was talking about, didn't even know the name of it, but just that one little paragraph, Paul claimed, was enough to inspire me, to make me make a move. I sat down and wrote Helter Skelter to be the most raucous vocal, the loudest drums, etc., etc. I love it. Even when you're a member of the most successful band in history, you're still keeping an eye on what the competition is doing and how you can do it one better. Oh, and just to bring the legend full circle, when Paul finally did hear I Can See for Miles, he was disappointed. Apparently, it was not as loud and raucous as he expected. We go into Helter Skelter.
There you
I
go.
I get to scream that one 2 nights in a row.
I mean, a lot of people, some people actually say that Helter Skelter is the invention of heavy metal. Like some people think that that's like you can go right back to that at that time. And a lot of people are really, you know, it's also a... A lot of people are shocked to know that that's a Paul song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It does sound like that's a Lennon song.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it.
You say the invention of heavy,
everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Invention of heavy metal, but the song right after it, Your Blues. I mean, that's massive.
Yeah. That's a great record. You guys, it's a challenge, man, that you guys are up for. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Great Moments in Vinyl will be performing the White Album Friday the 14th at Martyrs. You can get your tickets online at martyrslive.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. Phil, Lindsay, always a pleasure, you guys. It's always great to have you down, and I really appreciate you coming down and break a leg this weekend.
Thanks.
All right, see ya. Lindsay Cochran and Phil Angotti of Great Moments in Vinyl. We're going to take a break here for the news on 720 WGN.